Well, meanwhile, there's another policy area neither party seems keen to address this election: the difficulties facing the unemployed. There's been no legislated change to the job seeker payment New Start for more than 20 years, while the cost of living and other social benefits have risen. Social services bodies are campaigning in marginal seats to try and force change, but one policy expert says boosting payments is simply not a vote winner in 2019. Isabel Rowe reports.
It's school holidays and Townsville man Sterling Bellinger wants to do something special for his children.
By then, the occasional gift or present or just some nice food, better like a roast now and then.
Now a 49-year-old, unemployed and in and out of jail, Sterling Bellinger has been on Newstart most of his adult life.
I grew up as an only child with a single mother who herself wasn't very much well educated. The longest job I've ever had was for 4 years, and that was in casual employment. I started that as a 13-year-old.
His truck licence gets him some casual jobs, but work is hard to come by in Townsville. His only steady income is Newstart.
Well, I think it's about $55 a day, $550 a fortnight.
According to Finance Minister Matthias Cormann's comments on ABC Radio before the federal budget, Sterling Bellinger is not the sort of person the government wants on Newstart.
You know, obviously, it is not ever the intention for people to be permanently on Newstart allowance. And incidentally, you'll also find that most Newstart recipients receive a whole series of other welfare payments as well.
Government data from 2017 shows 42% of people on Newstart are also receiving rent assistance, and 18% get a family tax benefit. Neither Labor nor the LNP will commit to raising the payment, although Labor has promised a review if it wins government. Australian Council of Social Services Chief Executive Cassandra Goldie is touring marginal seats before the May election, trying to get local councils to lobby major parties for an increase from $40 to $75 a day.
The latest essential poll found that a full 72% of people agreed with the need for Newstart to be increased in order for people to be able to cover the basics.
But University of Queensland political scientist Dr. Frank Moles has another view.
Clearly the vote-winning formula is to look after working families rather than working-class people or low-income earners or the unemployed. We're not in a time where parties are wanting to be seen to be looking too much at the vulnerable, even though that's, of course, a core Labour concern. But even the Labour Party is probably aware that too much emphasis on helping people get into jobs and subsidising some of their activity, that's not necessarily a vote winner at this point in time.
Sterling Bellinger understands people's hesitance to hand over taxpayer dollars to someone who's been in jail for assault like he has. But he wants work or increased payments to get him out of the cycle.
If the rest of the community thinks, oh, well, you shouldn't get Social Security, well, what options have people got left? What are they going to do then? They're only just going to get possibly return to crime.
North Queensland Newstart recipient Sterling Bellinger, and that report from Isabel Rowe.